Discussing a little b'negia to the Chalukas HaMatzah, the Seder by the Rebbe from the beginning yet of the Nesios. The inyan of the Rebbe distributing Matzah of Pesach was a Sederus, as far as I remember hearing, was Rav Zalman Duchman asked, and the Rebbe began distributing Matzah to everyone. The Rebbe would make eye contact with every person that came by, and then the Rebbe would look down into the kestel to choose a piece of matzah that the Rebbe was giving this person. There were people that received whole matzahs that the Rebbe singled out and gave them whole matzahs, basically Rabbonim or others, Maskirim. My father told me he would get a whole matzah every year, and the Rebbe would tell him it's a meichel for amunah, meichel for refuah, meichel de meimnusa, meichel das vasa. There were times that he said that this is for the chelim, and there were other times in the later years the Rebbe told him as isoltos essen af heil andere, to be matzliach to heal others, and that he should eat it himself. B'derech klal, the Rebbe would begin distributing matzah after Mincha Erev Pesach, as soon as the Rebbe got the idea that the matzahs of after Chatzis that were baked exclusively for the Rebbe personally and for the distribution of the matzah that the Rebbe was distributing. So the Rebbe would come out to Mincha, and after Mincha the Rebbe would begin distributing matzah mamish up till Lichbenchen time. The Rebbe would be very particular if a person came, asked for someone else. There were times that the Rebbe asked how come he can't come himself. Tovshin Lamed Zayin was an interesting inyan that took place then. Erev Pesach was then on Shabbos. So the Rebbe distributed the matzah Yud Gimel Nissen Friday. Amongst the people that received matzah was Rab Michal Raskin, father of our Choshever member, Rab Arin Raskin, in this group. And there was a bris that they had Shabbos morning, and the Rebbe gave them matzah. And the Rebbe said, "Das ist für ein bris." And the Rebbe called them back, and the Rebbe said, "Ich mein nicht, dass man soll das essen beim bris. Ich mein, dass das soll nur sein auf dem Tisch bei Isa bris. I don't mean that it should be eaten by the bris Shabbos morning. It should just be there present at the bris." That year, as mentioned, since it was Shabbos, so distribution of matzah was Friday. That's when the Rebbe distributed the matzah as the Erev Pesach matzah, which was baked then. There were people that did not manage to come Erev Pesach. They were busy somehow, and they would line up after Maariv, the first night Pesach, to receive matzah, and the Rebbe would again continue distributing matzah. That year, since Erev Pesach was Shabbos, so after Mincha, when the Rebbe went back to his room, the Rebbe saw a line forming, and the Rebbe asked, "Was it does?" They told the Rebbe that this is the line that's preparing for after Maariv to receive matzah. The Rebbe said, "This is considered Mechin Meshabbos LeYomtiv, preparing for Shabbos LeYomtiv, and it's not correct. It's not right according to Halacha." So the line dissolved, dispersed, and after Maariv, they formed the line, and that's when the Rebbe distributed matzah. This was the Seder up till Tavshin Lamed Ches, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next one, we'll discuss what took place Erev Pesach Tavshin Lamed Ches, what the Rebbe told Rabbi Chodikov the night of Bedikas Chometz. And that began a new era in Chalukas HaMatzah, which actually also saved the Rebbe, Pashut spared the Rebbe, Sai energy, Sai time. And the Rebbe managed to have time for himself to prepare for Yom Tov and whatever he needed to do. As we'll discuss it in Mirtz Hashem in the Hemshech. Continuing with the second Chelik of Erev Pesach, Behemshech to yesterday's release, Tavshin Lamed Ches became a new Seder in Chalukas HaMatzah. It was the Bedikas Chometz night between Mincha and Maariv. Rabbi Chodikov came out and he announced the following that the Rebbe gave over to him. Der Rebbe der Schwer flegeben Matze durch Schluchim. So der Rebbe says, will ich echte und durch Schluchim. Und als ich wie alle in Jönim gehen durch Tere, wird mir übergeben die Matze durch die Chavri Akelel und sie sind von Lande Theon der Melo. Which means that the Friedrich Rebbe would distribute matzah through Shluchim, so therefore the Rebbe says, I will also distribute through Shluchim. And since all the Inyanim go through the channel of Teira, so therefore the matzah will distribute it to the Chavri HaKelel, the Yungalite that are learning in Kelel in the present. Und Zezlon van Landete und the Melam, they should distribute to the Elam. Und die was vorn avek lori asode, will bakume matzah frir. Those that are leaving yet to the close by cities in the suburbs around New York, they will receive matzah earlier. And the Rebbe also gave over that they should break every matzah into five pieces, and that's how they should distribute the matzah to the Elam. And that is basically how they distribute it downstairs in Shul. There were shuras of Anash, Bacharim, standing on tables as shuras of Keshel Bracha. And each person got a piece of matzah. The Rebbe gave each one of the kelel, I think it was a pound or 2 pounds of matzah, and they distributed it to everyone. In addition to the Avreche HaKelel, the Rebbe also distributed matzah to the Maskirim, each one a matzah. Also to some of the people that would sit by the Rebbe, by the Seder, up till Tov Shin Lamed. The Rasha got matzah, more than one matzah. The Rebbe, I think he gave him, the Rebbe gave him a pound. That was Mevarer Zayin. And Al Derech Zeh, the owners of the matzah bakery, each one got a matzah, including Rabbi Mentlik, who was in charge of the baking of the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzis. And in addition to that, also the Reifim, the doctors that were involved, Shmini Atzeres, Tovshin Lamed Ches. It's interesting because Rish Chedesh Nissen, Tovshin Lamed Ches, the Rebbe walked home the first time, Friday night. The Kvias was Rish Chedesh Nissen was Friday night Shabbos like this year. And when it came to Erev Pesach after Chatzis, so the doctors came in to the Rebbe to receive matzah, Alpi the Rebbe's Eiroah, and the Rebbe asked everybody should leave, and the Rebbe gave each one an envelope of money and also a matzah. I heard from my father, who was also there. He received a call in the morning from Rabbi Klein that he should come to receive matzah. There was a tradition by the Rebbe every year that my father got a whole matzah, that he should be atzlacha with his patients. And he would tell, the Rebbe would tell him, mechel de memnusa, mechel das wasa. So it was then that Dr. Richter, who was one of the Reifim that was very helpful, the night of Shmini Atzeres, he worked in the Brooklyn Jewish Hospital, he sent over equipment to the Rebbe, he was a director, some sort of a menial in the hospital. He's also family with the Kunin family, and he asked the Rebbe if the inyan of getting paid is minimizing the schus that they had in being mesasik, metafel with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, no, the Gemara says, Asiya de Mogin Mogin Shavya, a doctor that doesn't take any money is not worth anything. So therefore, they need to get paid. In addition to that, the schus will still remain for them. So this is basically what I heard from my father when he went out of this Chalukas HaMatzeh, Tovshin Lamed Ches. And that's how the Rebbe also continued b'meshach of the years to give to the group of doctors that were involved in Shmini Atzeres. My father, Dr. Feldman, and additional doctors that were not mamish in the Shchuna. In addition to that, there were also shluchim that were leaving, as mentioned earlier, that benigia to teonduch shluchim, and also people that were still sending matzah to others. It's very interesting, Pasha, to see a video from Emzayin and on how the Rebbe distributes matzah and asks each one, where is this matzah going to? At one point, somebody said, the matzah is going to this in the city. The Rebbe said, Mitchingenuman, they already took for there. Another time, the Rebbe gave someone a bigger package of matzah, and the Rebbe asked, when will it get there? Because this person was shipping it FedEx or by a post office. And he told the Rebbe, it's going to get there the second night. So the Rebbe took back the bigger package, and the Rebbe gave him a smaller package. Generally, very, very beslapsus, I mean, like always, but it was very interesting to see, Pashit, the details, how each one, the Rebbe was keeping tab, not relying on maskiros, anybody, keeping tab, who is this for, when is it getting there, v'chulu, v'chulu.